Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Would you sell out a friend or family member if it meant you got free stuff?
What kind of free stuff are we talking here?
You would ask that question.
No, I'm just curious. Would you science?
Would you sell me out if you got a free car?
Free car all day.
All right. A free suit.
Also, it was like a Daewoo.
No. Nice free car.
Yeah, of course. Like, I'll give up your social.
But is it a real social?
A free suit.
Free suit? Nah, I got enough suits.
All right. Free pair of the new Jordans that you want so much.
Oh, they come out today?
Yeah.
They came out, 2 hours ago that are $500? Yes.
God, man, you suck. Well, you're not the only one. A new study found that 98% of people would give away their friends' email addresses, which, seems fairly innocuous. But if it's their real email address, because everyone has the junk email address,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you go to the department store, they're like, what's your email address? You're like, eh.
Screw you, departmentstore@gmail.com.
But 98% of people would give away their friends' real email addresses in exchange for a single free slice of pizza.
It'd have to be
a slice,
large.
Not even a whole pizza?
No, it should be an extra large pizza. Even a whole
pizza. If it was a whole pizza, okay, sure. You know, that's like 20 bucks.
74% of people simultaneously say it's very important to control who gets information about them.
Well, but here's the thing. We're all, if you're on social media, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, if you're on Instagram, they have almost all of that stuff anyway, and if you think about how much it would cost us to protect our privacy from a thing like Facebook, they were talking about this per user, it's something like $2 a year.
Yeah.
And, like I said, I would happily pay $2 a year, but all of our stuff's already on there, and they're using it to sell it to God knows who for what purpose.
Do you know what's really disconcerting to me is when I'm on Facebook, and like I don't have my phone number linked to my account, and they're like, would you like to add your phone number? And I'm like, no, and then they tell me my phone number.
You know how they do that, though. Other people have synced their contacts list, and it says Dave Farah, and it has your number in there. Yeah, how
I'm switching my number.
It's not going to do the same. Darn it.
Facebook knows everything.
There was a study that came out a couple days ago that people are checking their phones on an average of 150 to 200 times a day.
True. I believe it.
True.
Yep.
Yeah.
Easy. And that it's becoming one of the biggest problems in relationships. Yeah. Out there, either be it with friendships or even with, husband and wife.
Others, but we've heard a lot of studies recently about kids getting mad at their parents because their parents are the ones that are always on their phone.
That's crazy.
Well, you think about
it. Because you would think the roles would be reversed.
Reversed, yeah. But you think about the generation that is having kids now, and then, they're 20 and 30 somethings, mm-hmm. and those people are the biggest consumers. Yeah, are just as addicted to the phone as anyone else.
Well, the apps that they're designing now are supposed to be like, they're saying it triggers something in you that's much like when you're playing a slot machine.
Yeah.
Like, you want to constantly go back and see, if there's that affirmation there.
It's that affirmation that you get from a like. It's people saying, oh, I care about you and your stupid picture. By the way, we just put a new picture up on our Instagram, @DaveMahoney.
Ooh.
Please go like it.
What? Did we?
Yeah, I put a picture of the whiskey up.
Oh.
Yeah. And there's also a video of Sylvia attempting to drink the whiskey, and it did not.
No, I didn't.
Did not go
she
so
did not
well.
Like the. She did not like the whiskey. She did like the cake. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I think we all are, but there's part of me that wants to just completely, just have a phone for texting and bank reasons.
Yeah.
Outside of banking, 99% of what I use my phone for is frivolous.
Like what?
What do you mean, like what? Like Facebook or Instagram? None of that stuff's productive.
She looks good in a bikini.
I don't follow bikini models, Dave.
So does she.
Ooh,
go look at who I follow. Go look at who Dave Farah follows. See who has more bikini models in there.
I don't follow them because I'm interested in their pictures. If I have to hire them for a job or something, I've worked with them.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're in the same business.
Oh. What business is that?
You're taking bikini shots?
Yeah. I've aspirations to be a bikini model. Don't judge me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Checking the voicemail for the first time today, and one of our listeners named Nate had some drinks, and things went a little bit sideways, and then he decided this is a good time to call the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, DMS, this is Nate. We had a great time. We'd like to thank you, me and my wife, and X107.5. You guys are helping us keep this keep this thing alive. 24 years later. There she is. So thanks again.
Thank you.
And we had a great time, and we'd like to thank you guys, and it's awesome. You just good times, man.
Message deleted.
Glad you had a good time, and glad we could help keep this thing alive 24 years later.
I like that he's saying all of that right next to her.
No, she chimed in. She did.
She was on board with it.
24 years later.
That wasn't the only message that we got from Nate.
Oh, boy. Okay. There's more.
Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I don't know. This is where we were parked at. I keep circling around, making... I mean, how to get out of here? I mean, we're lost. So I go straight through. This is our parking spot. Like, we left 10 minutes ago, and I'm still in the parking garage. Happened. All right, well, I think we'll get out of here. Did it take cash right here or what? Like, I'm going to be stuck in the parking garage all night.
Message deleted.
And legend says that they're still driving around that parking garage to this day. Have you ever done that where you've lost your car?
Yes.
Oh
man, there was one time I came back from a trip, and it was at the airport parking garage. And the airport parking garage is pretty big.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, God, I swear. Because after this happened one time, now every time before I leave for a trip, even though you're like, I'm not going to forget C3.
Yeah.
Now every time I still take my phone out and take a picture of where I'm parked because
it drives
me crazy. But I came back home and I was looking everywhere and I was pushing all the buttons on my remote to try to set off the alarm.
Uh-huh.
And I still couldn't find it. Eventually, after about 45 minutes of walking around the parking garage, hot as balls with all of my suitcases, I finally found it. And when I found it, when I pushed all the different buttons on my remote for whatever
reason,
the trunk was open and all of the windows were down.
What?
I'm like, how are the windows down? God. I didn't even know you could do that, but I guess some sequence of buttons that I pushed on the remote, the windows down and the trunk was open.
You know you can drop a pin? Like on your Google Maps?
Yeah, but that doesn't help if you're like 10 different levels.
Yeah.
Like I had that problem. I thought my car got stolen one time over at the Palazzo. Because, I almost always park on the same level. That's like my defense mechanism for parking and remembering where I park at every casino. I have a certain spot where I park every single time. And for whatever reason, I didn't park there one time. And if you're at the Palazzo and you're hitting the panic button and they're a level down or below, you can't hear it.
Right.
So I literally was thinking my car was stolen. I'm getting pissed off. I'm walking around. I'm like, nah, I got to call somebody to come pick me up. Car got stolen.
Somebody stole your Toyota out of the Palazzo parking
lot. No, it was on the wrong floor.
Okay, guys.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This one goes to all three of you. This is a bang, marry, kill question. Who would you bang, marry, or kill between Tom Hanks, Tom Selleck, and Tom Cruise? Go.
Message deleted.
I'd bang Tom Cruise, I would marry Tom Hanks, and I would kill Tom Selleck.
I'd bang Tom Cruise, too.
I mean, he's the prettiest out of all of them.
He's
the most ladylike for me.
I'd bang Tom Hanks. I feel like he'd be a good cuddler afterwards.
But then you're going to have to either be married to Tom Selleck, whose mustache is not going to let you be the man in that relationship, Dave.
I'd be married to Tom Cruise, though, because...
Just the money? But then you're going to be under control of Scientology, man.
He'd always come sliding in the room wearing that little white shirt.
No, he's not. That's the fun Tom Cruise.
Just his socks. And those sunglasses. So cool.
What's up,
Dave and Mahoney.
This was more than a little bit dramatic. There was a girl, 14-year-old girl at Six Flags that was dangling off of a ride.
Oh, my God.
And she fell.
It was crazy. I saw the video.
25
what?
Feet.
There's a video?
Uh-huh. There's a video of it. There's this whole group of people that are standing there watching this girl dangling off this ride, and she falls 25 feet, but thankfully, the smart-thinking individuals that were there had gathered beneath her, and they caught her.
Oh, my God.
Her neck is stuck. All right, they'll catch her. They'll catch her. They'll catch her, honey. Go ahead. Yeah, this is Great Escape, who has nothing at all in place to help save somebody who's stuck.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea how the girl initially started hanging off of the ride. She said that the safety bar wasn't working, and then it started choking her where your feet dangle off. Kind of like if you're on a ski lift.
But if you're going back, if it's, moving back and forth.
See, I just saw the ride moving. sitting still because they had stopped the ride at this point. But it kind of looked like a ski lift where your feet are dangling off, and somehow she was like hanging from it. And like I said, the group of smart thinking individuals got beneath her and caught her after she fell 25 feet.
Oof. Yeah, it looked probably like she was like probably caught by saved her neck. Life.
Yeah,
that is insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm like I'm just watching. I'm watching this video. We got to throw it up on Twitter. That is like a nightmare.
Yes, it's horrifying.
Like, I don't even know, man.
Yeah. For the fourth time, and it's always nice when a town knows what they want. You know, like the city of Las Vegas had a great relationship with Mayor Oscar Goodman and now his wife, Carolyn Goodman. The Goodman family has been running the city of Las Vegas for a very long time, and it seems like there's a real affection between both parties, and it goes both ways. Well, in this case, it's a small town in Kentucky. For the fourth time, they just elected their mayor, which is a dog.
Is it the same dog, or is it just because, I mean, I figure four terms for a dog is a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that dog would still be alive.
Is
it like one of those ones where they just always like, you know, all the Air Bud movies, it's always a different Air Bud. The original Air Bud.
I thought you were going to go like they stuff the dog.
They stuff him. They make him the animatronics.
Oh,
do you know
no.
what the dog's name is?
What is it?
Brenneth Paltrow. Like Paltrow?
Like Paltrow?
Yeah.
Paltrow? Like Paltrow?
It's a treat-loving, woods-exploring good girl.
Oh.
And Brenneth has pledged to sniff out the community's problems with a little help from her best friend. This dog went up against a cat, a chicken, a donkey, and a little boy, and won.
They voted a dog in over a donkey?
Over a little boy, too. Can you imagine being that kid and losing?
Well, I mean, kids, one thing, but like animals are generally well-liked by most people.
How does this work, a dog being a mayor?
They just lay out, like, should we invest in schools should we invest in treats and then wherever the dog
like
poops.
It's like a predicting octopus, like, which soccer team's going to win?
Yeah, it's like the Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah, the little
but he's
dog.
Not the mayor, though.
I know, but he does have a fantastic top hat, which, by the way, another video that you must watch if you're spending some time on the internet. If you missed it, when Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog.
Did he bite the crap out of somebody?
Bit the bejesus out of a guy. He goes up and he's like, what's going to happen? He's like,
mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
A couple in Ohio has to get rid of their support goats, and naturally the couple is not too pleased about it.
They're emotional support animals for my husband, and since we've had these animals, he has been able to get off medication for depression, and they've really helped him regain his quality of life. And in September of last year, we received a notice that we had to get rid of the goats. And we did, and Justin started to feel not so great again. So we went to the doctor, and we were able to get a prescription to legally have the goats as emotional support animals. We are removing the goats, but we're going to take legal action to be able to bring them back.
Look, if these goats actually help this dude, like, who cares? Let him have goats. Like, stop messing with the poor guy.
I mean, are you sure they're not just goat-seeking, you know, people? You know, they're going doctor to doctor trying to get prescribed goats.
You know, speaking of getting messed with, I, of course, told you guys about the squatters and everything.
Yeah.
That were my neighbors.
They're still gone, right?
Squatters are still gone, which is great. I got a letter from my HOA because it rained, I guess, however long ago, and there's, like, you know, like where the number is on your house?
Yeah.
I guess that there was, I don't know, some dirt or something in that little thing.
So
there was some dirt that was, like, on the side of my house, and I never even noticed that it was there because it looks like a shadow, like a slight shadow. The HOA...
Are you serious?
Which told me they couldn't do anything about the illegal squatters that were living next
door.
That also took 2 weeks to respond, spelled my name wrong, and got the address wrong of where the squatters were.
The
you
squatters
morons.
Were smoking meth.
Yes, they were smoking meth in the house.
And possibly dealing drugs.
And doing other stuff.
Yeah, and doing other nasty stuff. They sent me a letter threatening to fine me if I didn't, quote, clean the side of my house.
Are you serious?
Kiss my ass, First Service Residential. You suck. God.
I can't believe
it. You are
that.
The worst.
Like, do you know what we just did?
Can you, like, fight that off? Like,
I mean, no. I mean, I'm not going to get into an all-out war with the stupid HOA.
Like,
but, like,
how how
it.
Are you going to, like...
Eat it, you terrible... You worthless, terrible people.
Like, how are you going to find me for this, but when I ask you about illegal squatters...
I told you about illegal squatters, and it took you 2 weeks to respond, and multiple follow-ups.
And you did nothing.
And you did nothing about
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely nothing. Meth... smoking squatters. Huh, I wonder what's more detrimental to my community of homeowners who I'm living with.
Meth smoking criminals that are illegally trespassing that are right next door to my infant daughter and wife, or dirt on the side of my house.
The dirt?
I've been over your house several times over the last couple weeks.
Kiss my ass.
I never noticed dirt.
Of course you wouldn't. It looks like a shadow from the tree.
Find out. You need to find out, like, who wrote me up for this?
Yeah, like who drove? Because they'll send a picture.
Yeah,
of what the violation. I'm like,
let's have a conversation.
Yeah, let's you and I talk. But of course, they're gonna hide behind the faceless little corporation.
I'm gonna turn the squatters on them.
Yeah, I'm just gonna send the squatters over to your place.
Let's go squat in their house.
Yeah,
and try to kick us out.
You can't kick me out. Apparently, yeah. I'm not doing anything wrong except for smoking meth and hanging out.
Throw some dirt on your house. HOAs serve a purpose. They're there to protect the value of your investment.
We don't want a bunch of people with, you know, cars on blocks and busted Winnebagos in the front yard because it's going to make the neighborhood look bad. I get it. But at the same time, like, there is no, it just feels like there is like a faceless mega corporation messing with
me. Oh, of course.
You know?
Of course. But it's astonishing that they would think the dirt is like more like horrible than the squatters.
They didn't send a letter to the squatters telling them to remove their illegal asses from the house next door to me.
And their heroin.
Yeah, well, meth.
It was meth.
Probably heroin too.
No, yeah. I didn't see.
No,
I mean,
heroin.
Not we.
I mean, we definitely didn't go in the house and make sure that they
Your
got
friends.
Kicked out. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't even know who
Roger
in there, but
Roger,
I mean,
and
whoever
Dylan.
Went in there, yeah, I mean, I've never even heard
Some
of those
brave souls.
Yeah, that went
probably
in there
and, super handsome.
Yeah,
and brave. Really brave.
I don't know if they have a theme song, but I bet if they did have a theme song, it would sound something like this.
Ooh.
Not like they went in there and swept the entire house. And
someone touched something unfortunate.
Changed all of the locks and made sure those rat bastards left. Yeah, that's right.
Don't know who did that.
I don't know.
Not a clue.
Who walked in there and barricaded the doors with every piece of furniture that was laying around.
But we're not sure.
We're not sure who it was, but I know they are super indeed.
Super Squatter of Victor!
Yeah!
Yes. I was trying to think of a third S. Okay. Super Squatter Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got nothing on us, Darcy Spears.
That's a tongue twister.
She does like a thing on 13.
Oh, does she?
She like Spotter Squatter. That has nothing to do with our Super Squatter Squad.
Spotter Squatter. That sounds like a toilet aid.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Small things in life, like when you're getting undressed for the evening and you take your clothes off and they drop to the floor, and then you kick them up before you throw them in the hamper.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pow! Kick that up perfectly.
Can that happen?
God, I'm awesome. That never happens to you?
No.
Really?
No. Well, I've never kicked my clothes.
You don't kick your pants off?
No.
Now, like, the pants can get a little dicey, but like the shorts, if you're wearing like gym shorts or something.
No. Underwear?
Underwear for guys. I don't think that'd work as well for girls.
I've seen it done.
Okay.
Was it you wearing the women's underwear?
Don't ask these questions.
All right.
Don't ask these questions.
It's too early. Okay.
Ian mentioned this one earlier, but when he chugs the whole bottle of water and then he crushes it in his hand,
it's like I conquered that water.
Literally crushed it.
Hydration.
Catching every green light on the way to work.
Oh,
that is the best feeling.
There's nothing more satisfying.
Especially if you're late.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to have such a good day today.
Yes.
Yeah. Conversely, the worst thing, every red light.
That is a layperson's nightmare.
That is like just the system just messing with you when you hit every red light, when it's early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm going down Blue Diamond to go play golf some days on a Sunday morning at 6 a.m. You know, it's pretty sparse out there, and hitting every light on Blue. I'm like, there's not even another car coming down the other street.
It's a conspiracy.
I'm running this son of a bitch.
Parallel parking in just one attempt.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. Especially if it's in front of a group, you're at like town square or something, you're just like whoop, whoop.
Or you've right got in. Somebody with you.
Yeah.
Like,
and especially if they go, nice jump, parallel parking.
You sure you're going
to need me to get out? Do you need me to get out?
No, I got this.
And then you let them out and you're like, Don't worry, you don't have to step over the gap. There isn't one.
Ooh.
When I'm filling up my gas tank and I stop right on the exact amount without slowing down first.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is just straight up boss move.
How about this? So it's that time of year where up until a couple of days ago, it was very, very nice in the evenings.
Yeah.
You know, like almost perfect weather. Mm-hmm. And so you'd have the door open, or I'd have the door open to my house and just sort of enjoying the atmosphere.
Uh-huh.
Well, because of that, a couple of flies got into my house, which is annoying.
No.
However, my daughter is terrified of flies because she doesn't know if it's a fly or a bee. She just sees something buzzing. The other day, she's like, it's a bug. And I just grab the fly out of the air. And I was like, remember this moment.
Yes, Father.
But ever since Karate Kid back in the day where they'd catch the flies with the chopsticks, I've had this ridiculous obsession with trying to catch flies with my hand, and I've gotten pretty good at it, but I don't think it really actually impresses anyone else.
Except your daughter.
Except for my 2-year-old daughter.
Flies are nasty. Now it's going to be in your hand.
Just
wash your hands after it. It's worth it.
I'm impressed by that. I can never do that.
The worst is when you catch it, and then you think you killed it, and you open your hand, it's like, this flies off.
It basically gave you a middle finger.
Pretty much.
Dave and Mahoney.
What are little accomplishments that you make, but it makes you feel like a total badass nonetheless. Kristen here on Facebook said, making scratch cookies that come out not undercooked, not overcooked. I feel like I can take on the world.
Ooh.
Justin, also on Facebook. Last week I was changing my newborn's diaper on a blanket on the floor, took the diaper, threw it across the living room, over the couch, nothing but can.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pretty sure I pounded my chest and looked up to the heavens like Steph Curry.
It's dangerous throwing diapers, though, man. Like, you miss and...
Depends what's in there, man.
Oh, it opens up.
I know.
Yeah.
Depends. Exactly.
This one is, this one's pretty awesome. Sometimes when I drive to the gas station across the street from my house, I purposely don't wear a seatbelt just to feel alive.
It's on the edge.
My car starts beeping too much, man. I can't. I got to put it on. I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm a nurse and I feel like a total badass when a patient tells me, I'm hard to stick for an IV, and then I get it on the first attempt.
Oh,
badass.
That has to be like satisfying.
Yeah. No, that means you're good at your job, because the blind nurses or the assistants who are like just like every damn
jamming
day, like 15
there, yeah.
shots, it feels like I just got a rabies vaccine.
Scott from Logandale, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
Well, since the World Series of Poker's in town, you're sitting at the poker table, river card's coming, you call the exact card and suit like a boss, and it hits, and you look at everybody and say, I own you all.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just like the Babe Ruth of poker. You're like, nine of clubs, bam, got
it. Just call it exactly while it hits.
Yeah, especially when it's a two-outer.
Oh,
it's the best.
No, I mean, that's just the worst, though, when you run into that, though.
Oh, when it's not you, it's awful.
Yeah, on the other
Jesus,
edge.
It's, like, it's terrible.
Why,
yeah.
Why would you call that?
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
The amazing Treskin at the table.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Have a good day. Raina joining us from the Arts District. What's up?
The best thing is that if I'm sauteing onions or garlic or mushrooms, and I do the flip, and everything lands perfectly back in the pan.
Like with an omelet,
like when you make an omelet. So actually, I've worked at a breakfast place when I was a kid, and I learned how to do the omelet flip. And, you know, sometimes you'll miss half the omelet and it'll fall on the floor. But I'm still decent at it, and I when I'm cooking breakfast in the morning, if I can still flip the eggs and just perfectly, especially when they're the over-medium ones that you don't want to break the yolk, and so they land just right, and then don't break the yolk.
Okay.
I thought this was my story.
Oh, she called you out.
Damn, I thought you told your story.
Oh, dang.
I mean, I thought we were sharing this. Right.
She basically said,
dang.
Shut up.
She was saying, Dave, you suck.
Yeah, stop stealing my thunder.
Your omelet flip.
Wow.
All right, well.
No, you go, girl.
No, yeah, go ahead and take us out then, Raina.
No, I don't have anything else to say.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It may seem like small, insignificant moments, but you know in the bottom of your heart that it's probably the best moment of your day.
Kind of going back to your flapjacks or whatever, your omelet flipping.
Yeah.
His flapjacks. He's
how
been working
you?
Out,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, how dare you?
He's doing push-ups.
That's right. These aren't flapjacks.
What the hell, Sylvia? We don't body shame on this show.
Mine would be pancakes.
What about pancakes?
Like trying to like make the perfect pancake
when you pour it and it's just like a perfect circle.
And then like you flip it and it doesn't like burn or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How about this? When you're doing laundry and you got it all out of the dryer and you're about to hang it up in your closet, and you grab the exact right number of hangers out of the closet for the number of shirts that you have to hang.
Don't got
to
make that second trip. For me, Dave,
yes,
there's nothing more satisfying. It's a two-parter.
Oh.
It's when I'm making guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that perfect turn of the avocado.
Yes.
And then the knife, get the seed out.
Yep.
The pit.
The pit, yeah, whatever. You can call it either or. It's a big seed. It's a
huge,
big seed.
Huge seed.
That's what it is.
Okay.
It's a big seed.
So it's a pit.
It's a big seed.
All right.
And then with the spoon, just completely, and there's nothing but skin. No avocado left behind. Just like a boss.
Why is that like sexy?
It is. I don't know. There's something sexy about avocados.
He's describing it just so sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a healthy fat. Kind of like me.
435. I used to work at a bait company where I put the eyeballs in the fish, package of boxes, etc. Anytime I put the exact number of eyes, or even better, the exact number of label cards for the many boxes that had to go out that day, I'd give myself a huge shout out and a wave and the finishing touch and pat my own back. Whoa.
Wait, are we talking about the old bait and tackle billboards that we used to see along the highway?
916, I say, when I pass a test without studying, not because I'm smart, but because I am badass at taking tests and I can guess like a mother. Yes. How about this one? 702, that awesome shot playing pool, especially when you bank it off a couple of different balls and it plays out exactly like you want.
Yeah.
Or at the end of a game of pool, when it's just the eight ball left to go in and your opponent has like three or four left on the table and you line up your shot and then you look them dead in the eyes while you take the shot. Yeah.
Has it ever worked?
No.
Okay.
Dave's not good at pool.
What? I'm better than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No,
you're awful at pool.
I am awful at pool, but I'm better than you.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 832, when I shoot a balled up piece of paper into the trash can and it goes with the perfect arc.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
This one just came in.
Ah, yes.
Changing lanes and missing all the bumps in the lane divider.
Yeah.
That is just best.
I'm an expert driver. No one will ever drive as good as me.
I love that.
Yeah.
That was the best
Sometimes
feeling.
I like the bumps, though, if I'm going to be honest.
What about this one?
Why?
The side of the highway bumps. I'm not talking about
Oh, you're talking
about...
Whoa. How's your phone, though?
I've certainly got a full tank now.
How about this one? When if you look down, you're changing the radio or something, you're not really paying attention as closely as you should be, and you start to drift into the other lane. And then you just seamlessly make it seem like it was an intentional lane change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Miriam said, making perfect rice as a Mexican, that's a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. Rice is way harder than you would think to like get it to come out great.
Just like Spanish rice or anything like that. It's, yeah.
Spanish rice is a lot of work.
It is.
Like, I love Spanish rice, but it's just too much work for me to make on a normal basis.
I know. It's hard.
544, falling with a drink in your hand and not spilling it.
Have you seen those videos where, like, people fall with, like, the beer, but they save the beer?
And this one from 445, when you fart and it sounds like a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What was I talking about?
Doesn't matter.
It's big. It's big. It's big.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, hey, guys. I'm at the club. Where you at?
Message deleted.
Sounds like sound effects from an old Nintendo video game.
I like that song.
Is there anything worse than going to a club at this point in our lives?
At this age?
Oh, God. I can't even imagine.
You know, we're all in our 30s around here, right, Sylvia?
28.
No, but yeah, like Mahoney and I are well into our 30s at this point, and the idea of going to a club is just nauseating.
Oh, God.
It's just the worst. Like the idea of going somewhere, and even if you have the bottle and the table and the whole bit, it's still awful because there's going to be a bunch of like bottle skanks that'll show up and try to drink your liquor.
Yeah. Dude trying to fight you.
Yeah. It's so loud. And it's just, you can't talk to anyone.
It's so loud.
Oh, no, that's the problem. No, I can't hear anything.
And maybe I'm just not impressed by a bunch of girls walking out with sparklers and bottles.
Maybe.
But every time that I see that, I'm like, you're such a douche.
I've never been turned on by clubs. Like, I went to one when I was 21, and it wasn't really for me. Because, like, the prices were, or the drinks were overpriced.
Hey, it's insane. It's, you walk into a club, and you're not allowed to sit down anywhere unless you pay $2,000.
Yeah. So, like,
and you get to wait in line for 3 hours to have the privilege of waiting in another line at the bar to pay $30 for a mixed drink. Whew, sign me up. But there's some dude wearing a mouse head across the room, so there's that.
Do you think, Tinder and Bumble and, like, Plenty of Fish, all these, like, you know, new dating apps have significantly or have had an impact on, like, club attendance? Because the only time I would ever go to a club back
if you're trying to meet
is when I was single.
Right.
Yeah, like, when I was much younger and single, that I was like, where else did you meet people at that point? And if you didn't want to meet them on the internet, because 10 years ago, meeting people on the internet was still taboo.
Yeah.
And even still today, people still, like, even though it's much more common, I feel like you don't want to tell your grandma that you met your wife on Tinder.
Yeah, there's a couple of love stories that have snuck through, but there's still a connotation with Tinder because it's still just a general hookup app.
Yeah. And I think that's the stigma behind it.
Yeah, but no, with clubs for me, no.
So you're not going to EDC?
Maybe we're just old, man.
We are. I mean, you and I are old. Ian is young. Sylvia's. Yeah.
I mean, it's big.
You were talking about your age.
Please leave a message after the tone.
More?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Oh, like, there's no way there's this more.
Guy's back. He's still at the club?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, stop being a and put some meat in your mouth.
Message deleted.
If your mom would have done that, you wouldn't have been born.
Dave and Mahoney.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Man, we got some doozies for you today on the Redneck Report. Here we go, y'all. A Tampa woman, thank you, the great state of Florida, for always giving us so much fantastic content for this radio show. It was Thanksgiving morning when police caught this woman going number one in the bushes of somebody else's driveway. Officers arrived to find the woman squatting near the driveway and urinating in plain view of the public.
Wait, did somebody call the police on her and she was still there?
No.
Or were they driving by and they saw that?
It says officers arrived to find her, so maybe she was stumbling around and then had really unfortunate timing with just deciding to go as the cops arrived. They say that she was visibly impaired and smelled strongly of alcoholic beverages.
And other stuff.
Quote, "I'm drunk and pissed off," said the 46-year-old Sophia. Again, she was going number one in plain view of the public.
Well, Dave,
not even there was bushes right there. She wasn't hiding behind the bushes.
You do your drinking, and then next thing you know, you're stumbling in a driveway and getting arrested by police for just trying to use the bathroom. See, man.
Speaking of drinking and making not so great decisions, this one is a real doozy. After drinking some Cabernet and shots of Fireball.
Oh boy, classy. Combined?
Yeah, this woman, whose name is Jillian Stewart, tried to choke a man before trying to drive away in his car. The bartender had taken away her keys, so she was mad about that. And she ran laps in the parking lot before jumping in her car and trying to start it again without the keys. The motionless vehicle sat there with the woman screaming inside of it as an officer approached and knocked on the car's window. When her ride came to take her home, she reportedly told officers, "Take me to jail instead."
And they took her to jail.
And they said, "Okay, we will do that."
Yeah.
You got it. This one also coming to us from the great state of Florida. Two gals were caught shoplifting from a Tommy Hilfiger in Vero Beach. The manager chased one of them down to reclaim the bags from her car. Deputies later spotted the women, who were sporting only their bras and panties outside of a nearby hotel.
Oh my gosh.
Officers say they ditched their clothes in an attempt to hide from law enforcement.
Isn't that bringing more attention?
Yes. So you're like, quick, we should change. We don't have another outfit. Let's just take our clothes off.
We got our bra and panties.
Yeah.
That's a different change of clothing.
All right. And then
who's shoplifting from a Tommy Hilfiger store? Is this 1993 all over again? Like, what is going on?
And then last but not least, after getting a couple of reports of break-ins, there was another burglary report that came in about a suspicious guy in the area. Officers started to track the prowler and later identified the man as a dude named Russell. He had allegedly been rummaging through sheds and homes and even tried to steal someone's couch.
Whoa.
Was unsuccessful.
By himself?
However, things took a turn for the worse for him when he arrived at one home. And he is accused of laying down in a bed next to a woman while she was sleeping. And you're like, oh, that's really creepy. Well, according to the arrest report, he wasn't trying to make a pass at her. He just wanted to lay down next to her and have some beer. Huh. So he went to the fridge first, got himself a beer, laid down next to the woman who was sleeping in her bed, cracks it open.
Well, you know, stealing.
Yeah, trying to move a couch by yourself,
man.
Trying
to move a couch. You want company.
That is today's Redneck Report, y'all.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I gotta go, Julia. We got cows.
Cow escapes a live nativity scene in the city and goes roaming not once, but twice in just a matter of hours.
I'm not trying to be cute here when I ask this. I mean, are they perhaps waiting for a cowboy or a wrangler?
We have had so many great stories about cows. We had the story about the cow that escaped the slaughterhouse.
Oh, yeah.
It pushed past the man that was trying to corral it. It busted through a gate, and then it jumped into a lake and swam to an island where it still lives to this day.
Some say you could still hear it moo.
No, it's actually still right there. Like, there's a local politician that heard about it, and he's like, I want to save this cow's life.
You remember that super, soul coughing super bonbon song?
Yeah.
Move aside and let the man go through. Move aside and let the cow go through. Move aside and let the cow go moo.
Oh, there you go.
Could be the next big Weird Al hit.
Boom.
Right there.
You're welcome, Weird Al. There was, of course, the bull that escaped here in Las Vegas, and it's up for auction now, or they want to give it up for adoption. So,
well, we're thinking about getting it.
We're not. We don't have the money to feed a bull.
How much does it cost?
A lot.
Well, we should start a GoFundMe. I think people would support that.
There are more.
Where would we put it, though? Like outside?
No, we'd probably store it in Bossy Ross's office.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's already a lot of BS in there.
He's full of it.
That's right. So we decided to create a whole segment around cow news.
Yeah, well, of course. How could we not?
Okay.
There's been a lot of stuff going on. If you recall, there was a cow that was committing the federal offense of tampering with somebody's mail. And by tampering, I mean eating their mail.
Well, you know, it's hungry.
And then the man approached the cow because he couldn't figure out who was going through his mail and ripping it apart. And then he saw the cow out there just like going into his mailbox for the fifth time. And he approached the cow and the cow's like, took off running.
So we had Ian find all the cow-related news that's fit to print out there?
Yeah, we have one today that really stands above the rest.
Okay.
A woman got attacked by a cow after singing My Humps Do It. A 25-year-old woman from England has been traveling around India for the past few months, and last week she was in northern India, and she saw a cow with a big hump on its back, and she began to sing My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas to the cow, who then charged at her and headbutt her.
Ow!
Went flying through the air and wound up with some cuts on her face, her shoulder, and her knees. She was rushed to the hospital, said she's doing okay, but she said that she is now afraid of cows.
I saw a cow and it had like a really big hump. And I just thought, wow, what a big cow. I started singing a song related to humps. It's for the Black Eyed Peas. It's called My Humps. And it just headbutted me. And like, I really got some air and I went flying. And I fell down and I've got like a mark on my leg and my shoulder's really painful and landed on my face. It's really painful. I'm not sure why I'm laughing. It really hurts, actually. But it's just quite funny, I suppose. Like, cows, you never expect.
I think just people are just sensitive with Fergie and the Black Eyed Peas.
The cow's just having none
of
it.
Yeah, no.
That woman disrespected the national anthem.
Do we need to set up a American Idol style singing contest where the cow is like the Simon Cowell?
Simon Cowell.
See me, Simon Cowell. And then if it's bad, he just straight up headbutt.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
Ah, yes, the Missed Connection Inspection. It's all about trying to connect the dots for people, because a lot of people out there, they're looking for love, and sometimes there's just a fleeting moment where you have an encounter with somebody and you wish that you'd taken that next step, but you didn't, and you regret it, and then you think, well, what's the way to get this person's attention? I don't even know their name. And then you think the answer is Craigslist.
Of course it's Craigslist.
Because Craig has a name, and I know where his list is.
Oh, yeah.
And so you log on, you write what your heart tells you to write, and hopefully that person sees it. Has anyone ever actually had success with this? Like, does this actually work? I'm curious.
Well, how would you know that the other person is going to go on Craigslist anyway? Well,
you wouldn't. You're just hoping that maybe they had that same sort of connection.
Like, what if somebody saw you and they wrote it on Craigslist?
Oh, yeah. No,
like, how would you go find it?
I'm regularly trolling Craigslist to make sure there's no one that encountered me that missed their opportunity.
You think the guy, Craig, of Craigslist, when he was pitching this idea, was like, you know what? We need something where two weirdos or one really creepy guy meets, like, a really nice bartender and wants to be able to connect with him to see if there was magic. And we'll call it misconnections.
Ooh. Well, this is the misconnection inspection on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. The first one is a male for male. Garage gay bar. We made eye contact multiple times at the garage bar. You were wearing soccer pants and a hoodie with no undershirt. So just imagine that. That looks just like Bill Belichick. You left around midnight and touched my side as he walked by. I found you beyond handsome, but I'm super shy. Oh. You were with two other guys. If you recall me, message me. Would be fun to reconnect.
Mm. Man, see, shyness is just horrible. Just pulls you back.
Yeah, this one, a male for a female.
Dave, if you're wondering where the garage was, it's at Flamingo and Maryland Parkway.
Oh, well, I was wondering. Thank you for letting me know.
So there's an Olive Garden just down the street, too.
Oh,
so
boy.
If you have if you make a connection there, you can go get some, you know.
All-you-can-eat breadsticks?
All-you-can-eat pasta.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You get to take an entree home.
Hashtag spoil me. Mm. This one is from a Walmart. A Royal Crossing right here up the street.
Okay.
So very close.
Oh, okay.
At Walmart a million times. Yeah.
Male for a female. You came in looking for pink printer paper. When I came by later asking if you were able to find it, you said, I'll just go to Office Max instead.
Should have went there in the first place.
If you come across this, I really enjoyed talking with you and wish I'd asked for your number. I'd like to see you again.
What a riveting conversation they had.
Did you find it? No, I'm going to go to Office Max.
Because it's literally right next door.
Okay.
Why did I walk into Walmart?
Yeah.
There's like, literally, there's a whole store full of office supplies
right
there.
Next door, yeah.
Right here.
Right here.
Right here.
The sexy AA girl, also from a Walmart on Lake Mead. We exchange more glances, and I would like to meet you again. You do too? Question mark. Maybe for dinner and perhaps more? Question mark.
Ooh.
Huh?
Ooh. So,
what is...
I don't know, man.
What's AA? Like your
is it
Alcoholics Anonymous? Were they coming out of that?
That's what I was thinking.
Or is it African American?
I believe in this situation it is an African American.
African American. Okay. All right.
Oh, I thought it was Alcoholics Anonymous.
I did too.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you a recovering drunk that was hanging out of Walmart? I want to hang with you.
Why, yes, I am.
We'll drink some sparkling water together. 7-Eleven on Charleston, male for male, all right? You work the night shift at 7-Eleven, mostly on the weekends. I come in almost every other night, and I think I've seen you checking out my junk a couple of times. I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to offend you at work.
Well, what do you say? Like, hey, man.
Yeah, that's a tough
call. Would you happen to know where the wieners are? I hear you have hot dogs for sale.
No, Dave. You go, hey, man, I've got a Slurpee here.
Hit me up if you see this and want to hang out. Let me know what I always buy. So he has a regular thing that he purchases.
Okay.
And like every true love story, this one is a male for a transvestite at Roberto's on Sunset. A beautiful dark-haired transsexual at Roberto's on Sunset and Sunset Monday afternoon. I wouldn't have noticed if I wasn't looking for it. Can we get together? Do you live near?
Why does everybody...
Why is it always multiple questions at the end? Like, just...
And why aren't you like, you see the shot, take your shot.
Yeah.
Take your shot
take
when
your
you're
shot.
There.
Take
you only live once. Come
yes.
on.
You're at Roberto's.
You
make eye contact. You know, you feel the heat. It could be from that carne asada burrito that you just ate and you're getting ready to go blow up the bathroom.
Right.
But it could also be true
love. The sweats.
And you have the perfect opening line for this do you like burritos or tacos?
You're at Roberto's.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Do we have to do everything around here?
Yeah.
All right.
We should open a dating service.
We should.
should.
Mahoney toys.
One final one here. This one's for Danny, and then he put in parentheses, you don't like being called Danielle. And this one's from Mike's RV off of Torrey Pines. This hasn't worked for me yet, but again, I'm looking for a woman, blonde, short, hot body named Danny. She used to live off Torrey Pines in an RV that a guy named Mike owns. Still in the driveway. I'm hoping someone remembers or knew or knows who I am talking about. She was involved with a guy named Miguel who treated her like S all of the time. Ugh. She liked the dragon. If anyone knows her or her whereabouts or how she is doing or could inform her of this post, ! I would really like to hear from you. What are the reasons for bailing on me, Danny? It doesn't matter. Please let me know what you are doing. Not one day has gone by that you aren't on my mind. Love you, Danny. The dragon is his heroine, by the way, so I wonder what happened to the heroine-loving chick who lived in the RV.
I thought maybe she had like a little stuffed dragon.
Yeah. Well, no, that was at Roberto's.
Oh.
Dave and Mahoney.
What do you suppose the most expensive age in your life is?
Oh. I mean, it's got to be near the end, maybe?
No.
Like when you're going to die?
Yeah.
No.
Like, I mean, I figure, like, you know, you're having more medical problems and things of that nature.
All right, so that's fair enough.
I want to say, like, mid-age.
Mid-age. So 31 is what they're saying.
Really?
And the reason why is because a lot of people have a wedding and a honeymoon, and they buy a house, and they have a baby, or they're doing all of those things simultaneously, and it just... The average person drops almost $60,000 when they're 31 years old, which is a lot higher than any other age. The survey also found that about 33% of them will get help from their parents covering all of those costs.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's going to be that much money, of course you're going to have to ask for help.
So would you ask your parents for
I would ask, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what would they say?
I mean, they'd probably give me crap about it, but...
Would they give it to you?
They would. No, they're really, really helpful parents, so yeah, they would help.
See, there's too many kids in my family. I don't have that
luxury.
You've
got like 7 kids, man. Yeah.
I think that would be difficult, but it's just me and my brother. So if my brother needs help, they'll help him. Or if I needed help, they would help me.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents would.
Of course they would.
I mean, they
know how broke you are. Does your mom still run your bank account?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't run it. She has access to it.
Right.
You know, she takes out my cell phone payment every month.
Because you guys are all
still... We're in a family plan. No, it's smart because I get unlimited everything for $55 a month on a good network.
Okay.
I mean, one of those, you know, not like Smart and Final Wireless.
That's smart, yeah. Man. I'm not giving him guff about
it. Don't hate on that.
No, it's just really funny that your mom pays your bills for you still.
My girlfriend pays the other bills.
That's what I mean, is that you don't do anything.
What do you pay?
No, I mean, I pay my bills. They just take them out of accounts that we have. They have access to.
Can't be bothered to remember to pay a bill.
Have automatic payment.
Everything that is set up for automatic payment goes through automatic payment, but there are certain things that cannot be
set
up.
Who set up those automatic payments for you?
No, I did.
Did you?
I did.
I don't know.
Why are you trying to fake the funk, man?
Ian, what about you? Could you ask your parents for cash?
I could, but I would not.
You wouldn't, yes.
Absolutely not.
How many kids in your family?
Oh, man. I am the oldest of 6.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, my mom does, like, she forgets my name sometimes. So it's like, so I don't even bother asking.
Would either of your parents kick in for a wedding?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Because my mom really wants me to get married. She's like really into that. She's just super jacked for my wedding for some reason.
Does she pressure you, like, ask every time?
Well, yeah, we do get some pressure occasionally. Yeah.
Is she going to pay for the wedding?
That, probably not.
Oh, no.
It's normally the girl's parents, traditionally, at least in the past.
I mean,
I feel like it's more of like a mutual thing.
I feel like
my girlfriend's got rich
money
parents.
Should pay for it.
Your girlfriend has rich parents?
She's got rich parents, so I hope it's that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Well, yeah. There you go.
That's why I got her.
How did they make all that money?
They opened a bar.
Nice. In Wisconsin.
Did you make them rich?
Did I make them rich? Yeah, quite possibly.
Right. Yeah, my parents and or my girlfriend's parents wouldn't kick in on a wedding at all.
No.
I mean, Dave paid for his own.
Yeah. Part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I paid for a decent chunk of it, but then like my wife's mom also kicked in some.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I'm like taking her off her hands, and so she's got to pay the tax, you know?
Unloaded.
So this is a very strange story. There is a hotel worker who gave birth to her son and began to produce excess breast milk, is how she saw it, and they had no real room to store it. Well, she then began giving it to other mothers who soon began getting requests from men in the bodybuilding community because they say it's good for building muscle mass.
Oh, shut up.
And so they started to get all sorts of inquiries from guys that also wanted it for the fun of drinking breast milk.
No.
As creepy as that is.
There's yes. the fun of it?
Well, I mean, some people are creepy, man.
What does it taste like?
Well,
yeah, what does it taste like? Does anybody know?
Yeah. I mean, Dave, you have a,
oh, yeah,
you have
Dave.
A child.
Yeah. What's you it what? Taste like?
Yeah, I took a poll. What up?
Oh, you did?
Oh. He made a white okay. Russian.
All right. Well, I mean, is it like regular milk?
It's just it's like watery milk. Yeah.
Oh.
So like skim milk?
Yeah, it's kind of like skim milk. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh. Did you finish it?
Well, no. I mean, I didn't have like a glass of it.
Oh, okay.
Just had a little taste. I mean, you got
to. Oh.
Is that weird?
So it wasn't out of a glass.
It's not weird. No. If it's your own wife.
It's my wife.
If it's your wife, that's fine.
Oh, you got it from the source?
If you guys think that's
where
yes.
Where was he?
In my head,
some
like
random.
I thought it was gonna be like a shot.
No.
From across the room, like I hold my mouth open. I'm like, come on, baby, hit me. All right, you got me there. Good. Now try to get me in stride.
Oh my eye.
No, I can't see.
I thought that. I mean, I knew it was from your wife, but I thought like she already had it like in the bottle or something.
Do you think that's creepy and gross? Because if you think that's creepy and gross, you have wanted to, do not want to know what I did to get her pregnant.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.